Three women, dressed in lingerie, were hanging from the ceiling on meat hooks. In an adjacent room, a man was in bed with two deceased females, also wearing lingerie. He positioned their arms in a sexy embrace. Down the hall, a man holding a chainsaw stood over the motionless body of a sixth woman, lying on a table covered in plastic. These are scenes from a popular music video by a Grammy Award-winning artist. If we want violence against women to stop, shouldn't we stop treating it like entertainment? Join the conversation at #NotOkay.
When you purchase the latest TV, tablet, or smartphone, don't forget to do the right thing with your old ones. Recycle them. The Consumer Electronics Association and its members are making recycling your old devices as easy as buying new ones. Just go to greenergadgets.org, type in your zip code, and you'll instantly find the recycling location closest to your home. You'll also find recycling tips, like asking the store where you buy your new TV if they'll haul away your old one. Don't let your old tech tools clog your local landfill. Just visit greenergadgets.org.
Hempology 101 is a student-run organization here to educate the public about the benefits of hemp and cannabis. Fast fact! Hemp is a renewable, sustainable source of food and fiber. Fast fact! Your body contains anandamide, which is part of the same family of substances as THC. To learn more, look us up on Facebook at www.facebook.com/groups/Hempology101UBC. Or come to one of our great events. And don't forget, legalization through education.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the CITR 101.9 FM from unceded Musqueam territory at UBC Vancouver. My name is Simon Welton, and coming up in the next hour is a very special white noise. Usually we do the sketch shows, we do the after show where we chit chat and play some wicked music. We're still going to play some wicked music today, but the main meat of today is going to be a special. It's a one-act play I wrote called The Men Who Came, which is a film noir comedy that's set in the 1940s in upstate New York. Don't want to give much more away than that, so if you just want to sit back, relax, and enjoy. Coming up right now is The Men Who Came.
Warning. The following programming contains strong language and some themes that listeners may find disturbing. Listener discretion is advised. The Men Who Came by Simon Welton.
You ready?
I guess I won't really know till we actually do it.
Wrong attitude, Arthur. Supreme confidence is the only way we will pull this off. I've done 100 of these, and every single one is different except for one constant. You have to sell it.
Right, sell it.
It don't matter if you're doing what we do, or you're doing a job interview, or you're meeting someone for the first time. You're always selling yourself. Prostitution may be the oldest profession in the world, but the man who bought the sex sold himself to someone else first.
I see.
Do you? You're not selling me. Where's the confidence? Where's the self-belief? The key to lying is believing it's true.
Okay, don't worry. I won't let you down.
Much better.
And thanks again for giving me a chance.
No problem. Murray would have been here, except he's currently legless.
He's a drunk?
Nope, just a bad gambler with big debts.
Ah.
Recite back to me the details one more time. I want to know you got it.
All right, the target is called Fiona Lester, a 42-year-old widow of Neil Lester, former CEO of Kensington Oil, net worth $4 million.
And her old man?
Clint Madison, a former general of the U.S. Army, decorated war hero, and owner of Madison Plastics in California.
How long have they been estranged?
40 years. He left her on her second birthday.
What a guy.
Said the con artist.
Watch it. Murray's prosthetic legs will be ready in a week.
Sorry.
Don't worry. By next week, he'll probably have no fingers either.
Oh.
Ms. Lester speaking. Oh, hello, Diana. What can I do for you? Tonight? No, I have to wait in for some lawyers that are meant to be calling. Oh, something to do with my father's estate. Yes, I know it seems odd. Yes, it's been 5 years since he died. Thank you for reminding me. No, I'm staying in. Maybe. Goodbye. Ha! As if I'd want to spend an evening with you and your dim-witted husband. Morons. Ah, whiskey. You never age, do you? We all die, but treated right, you stay 12 forever. But then again, who the hell would want to be 12 forever?
Mrs. Lester?
Ms. Lester. And you are?
Nate Cattermole, Esquire. And this is my junior, Arthur Ketcher.
I don't shake. I don't know where you've been.
Can we come in?
I don't know. You don't look that capable, but you are welcome to.
Thanks. This is a beautiful house you've got here.
Yes, well, I will pass on your compliments to the people who actually built it.
May we sit down?
Oh, enough with the politeness. It's grating. Drink?
Some water would be great.
Water? Are you ill?
No.
Then have some scotch like a man.
Okay, I'm more of a gin drinker myself.
Gin? Are you ill?
No, what?
Gin was derived as an herbal medicine originally.
You sure know a lot of facts.
No, just that one. Now, have a drink of whiskey. You're making me feel uncomfortable in my own home. I don't like it.
Sure, no problem.
Is he old enough to drink?
Oh, for sure.
He looks nervous. Is he feeble-minded?
No, he's just trying to observe the master at work.
I see. Well, let's not keep him in suspense any longer. What do you want?
We don't want anything. We come bearing both good and bad news. I'm afraid, you see, as I said on the phone, I'm an attorney and I represent your father.
Ah, yes, my father. The man who grew tired of me before I could talk.
Yes, we are aware that you haven't spoken to him in a long time.
And good riddance.
Well, the thing is, your father passed away last week and he left you a substantial amount of money.
Last week?
Yes.
And how did he die?
He passed away in his sleep, very peacefully.
Peaceful, you say?
Yes, ma'am.
That's a shame. When exactly last week did he die?
The 12th, around 6 p.m., I believe.
And you're quite sure it was my father, Clint Madison?
Absolutely. Here's a death certificate. We brought it to show you. As I was saying, he's left you a substantial amount of inheritance. So we just need your bank information, and we'll wire you the cash first thing tomorrow.
I see. Well, I don't want it.
But this is a large sum, Miss Lester. It could make you very comfortable.
How much more comfortable could it possibly make me? I'm currently lying down.
Don't be silly, Miss Lester. He would have wanted you to have it.
You think so? You think you knew my father?
Oh, yes. A kinder gentleman I've never met.
Well, that explains why he used to beat my mother. Why he used to slap her out of petty frustration.
I'm sure it wasn't that bad. You were too young to remember.
I remember what my mother told me.
Women exaggerate. Everyone knows that.
Exaggerate? Did she exaggerate her broken arm or her missing molars? Did she?
We have gotten way off topic. Look, it's my fault. I shouldn't be talking politics with a dame. Let's get back to the will. We just need you to sign these papers, write down your bank details, and we will be out of your hair.
More men trying to run away.
May I use the bathroom?
Yes, it's through the kitchen. Make sure you sit down.
My dad was a piece of work, too.
Oh, Lord, it talks.
He was the worst. Always smoking and drinking. Never offered me any.
Are you trying to be funny or are you Irish?
I'm an American, ma'am. But my mom and pa are from Germany. We used to be the Ketchen Vines. But it's not a popular look these days.
Well, I wouldn't worry. That Hitler won't get very far.
But he's occupying France, Belgium, Poland, Holland.
What? Really? Since when?
Do you not get the papers?
Well, what's the point? You just find out Hitler's invaded your favorite vacation spots.
Do you work, Miss Lester?
What?
Do you have a job?
No, but what's it to you?
It's just, you seem kind of isolated here.
Isolated? Perhaps you're mistaking my solitude for a lack of interest. No, I prefer the company of myself. Less insincerity that way, less lies.
Ah.
I don't just mean from my acquaintances, I also mean from myself. It makes me sick. Standing around a cocktail party with every status-obsessed chauvinist and his plastic wife pretending everything is fine. acting as if the most important thing to me, right there and then, is the vacuous conversation I am forced to engage in. And all whilst we wait for the soonest, politest moment to escape the incessant charade.
Ugh. Well, I like talking to people.
Yes, but not cocktail party people. Not friends of friends who, if it were not for this tenuous connection, you would never look at twice. It's so pointless.
Hang on. Why would you be ashamed of being polite? Are you that selfish?
Excuse me?
You just moaned as if you were the victim of some great injustice of society, when, in reality, we're just talking about some bad chit-chat at some posh schmuck swanky soiree.
Oh, but it transcends life. It's an analogy.
I think maybe you're just a bit of a miserable old hag.
Go! Okay, no!
Your honesty is refreshing, Arthur.
Are you two getting on?
Oh, you're back. You haven't touched your whiskey. Drink.
Have you had a chance to think about our offer?
Offer? It's not a deal we're doing. Which law school did you go to?
Canadian.
But we aren't in Canada.
It's all the same. Just a few less gun laws here.
Do you boys want to play a game?
Sure, how about charades?
We really don't have time. We have a lot of clients still to go see.
At 7:30 at night?
Well, we work long hours being lawyers.
Let's play truth or dare.
Yeah, that's always fun.
No, we really don't have the time.
I insist, and it's my house. So play or get out.
Fine, whatever.
Mr. Ketchenvine, truth or dare?
Truth.
Are you a virgin?
What sort of question is that?
A real one.
Well, the answer is no.
Oh, really? Details, please.
Well, don't you know how to do it?
Never mind. Nate, truth or dare?
Dare.
Oh, excellent. I dare
you. Wait. You just said the last one. It's my turn.
Sorry. Go on, then.
Okay. I dare you to slap yourself in the face.
No!
You have to. It's a dare. Or Fiona could slap you.
No, enough of this. Miss Lester, would you please sign this form so we can leave?
No.
I really think it would be for the best if you would just listen to me.
Well, let me get my pen.
I have one right here.
No, this is a very special pen. It's a family heirloom. My grandfather used it to purchase his first piece of land. Now, I think it's my turn, and I want to hear some truths.
That pen sure looks a lot like a gun.
Who are you?
I told you, I'm your father's lawyer.
Liar! My father's been dead for 5 years, you imbecile.
What?
No, this can't be. You must be mistaken.
I'm mistaken? Who the hell are you?
I'm Nate Cattermole of 32 13th Avenue, Queens, New York, I swear.
Why are you really here?
Look, we were just trying to make a quick buck. We're really sorry.
Tell me what you actually came here to do.
We were going to steal your money. Nate knows this guy, and...
Arthur, shut up!
And we just give your bank details to him.
Shut the fuck up.
You see, he can take out all your money and we split and split it with us.
Shut up. She's going to blow your fucking brains out.
It's my first time, I swear.
So, you do this sort of thing all the time, Nate?
Yes, sometimes. Please stop pointing that gun at me.
Calm down. I haven't decided what I want to do yet, or you'd be dead already.
I don't think you're going to shoot us, or, as you said, you'd have already done it.
Why not? What do I have to lose?
You got all these pretty things. Jail ain't pretty.
You really think they would jail an innocent widow? Who was only trying to defend herself from two low-life crooks.
I ain't a low-life.
Really?
That's right. I got a kid.
So is Al Capone.
And a wife.
You don't wear a ring.
Come on, lady. We're just a couple of desperate guys.
Oh, is that it? You're both that one-dimensional.
What do you want?
I already said, who are you?
I'm Nate Cattermole.
I know your fucking name. Tell me about you. The real you.
Okay, well... Like what?
Where are you from? Where'd you grow up? Did you ever touch another boy inappropriately? Real stuff.
What? I grew up in Brooklyn. I had a... Can you please stop pointing that gun at me?
Fine, but if you move, I'll redecorate my wall with you. Continue.
Brooklyn was tough. Bigger guys always picking on me. One time this huge bastard hit me with brass knuckles.
Ooh, that's horrendous.
Yeah. But he'd warned me about talking during his algebra class. Teachers, eh?
Drink. Did you have siblings?
I had five. I'm the second youngest. My eldest sister's alive somewhere, but two died from tuberculosis, and The youngest died during birth. Took my mother with him. Selfish bastard.
Couldn't the doctors save her?
Doctors? Who's paying for that? My parents had barely enough to eat. And my dear father, who spent whatever was left on booze and snuff.
Well, could they not find work?
Yeah, but they were both illiterate. So it was low paid. We were so poor one year, we had to burn the furniture for firewood. Which then meant we had to take it in turns being the furniture.
That does sound wretched.
Pretty much. So, no surprise, I'm a screw-up.
Really? That's your outlook? Because those around you are failures, you cannot rise above it?
They weren't failures.
Oh, no, sorry, of course not.
I'm just saying I never had good role models.
There wasn't a single other person to look up to.
Well, my grandpa was a saint.
Was?
He died when I was 12. Total saint. Had a massive heart attack. Right in the middle of banging a hooker. Never met a nicer guy. Maybe things would have been different if he was around.
Well, still, you can't allow people around you to shape you. You're an individual with autonomy over who you are.
Huh?
You can choose to be influenced by your experiences or not.
Oh, it's that easy, is it?
Whoever said it was easy? When is anything worth doing easy? Easy things in life are usually terrible for you.
Like what?
Oh, well, think about it. Drugs, booze, cheating, lying, they all cost you eventually.
Being alone?
What?
You should add being alone. Being alone is easy. It's way harder to be with someone. You know, you gotta compromise and stuff.
Fine. Yes, we can add that to the list. And actually, Arthur, I think it's your turn to answer.
Sure, I grew up in Brooklyn, too,
and... No, I don't want to hear the same sad sack of bad parenting he spouted. I want to know, what is your greatest desire?
Oh, well, I want to be like a movie star, like Chaplin.
No, be realistic, you buffoon. What do you really want?
Well, I guess I want to be content, if that doesn't sound too weird.
No. Not at all. That's arguably the cleverest thing you've said tonight. But what does being content mean to you?
I don't know. I just know I'm not satisfied with my lot right now.
No doubt. I'm sure no one's fantasy is being held at gunpoint by me.
But maybe if I had a family, a nice house, and a dog, then maybe I'd be set.
I wouldn't be so sure.
But isn't that the American dream?
Ha! No. That's the picture of the common man that keeps those in charge reassured and content. If we are all seeking the same pointless existence, no one gets upset. Everyone's too busy to sit down and actually think about it.
Think about what?
All this stuff doesn't mean anything.
But people mean something.
Until they die, and then you're just left with the stuff. Drink.
What did happen to your husband?
Neil? He died in a car accident. Hit a tree whilst drunk.
That's awful.
Killed his mistress, too.
Damn.
I guess you could call it karma, but I really don't. I knew about the affairs. Yes, plural.
Yeah.
He hid it from me, but I knew. The scent of perfume on his clothes, the late-night meetings, the hickey he blamed on leeches. The only thing I ever saw him fish for was a compliment. I never told him I knew. I wouldn't have been able to bear it if he chose one of them over me.
I'm sure he loved you.
Oh, he did. His behavior towards me never changed. He was as attentive and passionate as he had always been. We would sit and talk for hours at a time. We'd discuss everything from Thomas Hobbes to Thomas Edison.
Are they movie stars?
They should be.
So you really miss him?
Every single day. He was my best friend. No one has ever come even close. I know it sounds cliche, but he and I were soulmates. Perhaps there is more than one person out there for us, but I strongly doubt there are more than a few.
No doubt.
What are my chances of ever meeting another one?
Well, you won't have any if you stop looking.
I suppose. Have you ever been in love, Nate?
Well, there was my high school sweetheart.
No, I mean real love. Someone you got to know better than yourself. Someone who embodied everything you hold dear.
I thought you said he was banging other broads. How is that everything you hold dear?
I've still got the gun, Nate. Watch your mouth. Yes, he wasn't perfect, but the time we spent together truly was.
You guys never fought?
No, of course we did. But it's soon forgotten when you're happy.
I'd like to think I have something like that one day.
They say it's better to have loved and lost than to never have loved at all. But I disagree wholeheartedly. I was happy then, but it costs me so much now.
You gotta just get over it.
I would love to. I would love to never think of him again. To not remember his smile, his touch, the way he'd light my cigarette in the morning when my eyes were still closed.
Ah, so that's what I've been doing wrong. See, I always light mine first.
It's the little things that let her know you care. Mm.
Look, lady, it's been swell, but we should really be going.
No, sit. You are my guests and we're talking. No one is going anywhere. Drink.
Fine.
What's the worst thing you've ever done, Arthur?
Oh, geez, I don't know.
Oh, come on, something must spring to mind.
Well,
Go on.
No, I can't. I never told anyone.
Oh, please, I'll swear to secrecy, and so will Nate, right, Nate?
Whatever.
Okay, well, when I was 16, I think I might have... Well, maybe I... Well, I killed a guy.
What? How can you be so unsure?
I don't know. I ran away.
Well, what happened?
I was doing a favor for a friend. This girl I knew back then, she wanted me to scare off this creep, you know? Who wouldn't leave her alone?
And you killed him?
No. I don't know. It went wrong. I went to confront him, and he got up in my face. I had this knife. I always had this knife because my uncle had given it to me for my 12th birthday. It was from the Great War. He told me it was for protecting me against my own Great War. I don't know what he meant by that, but I held on to it always. So there I was, 4 years later. I had confronted this guy outside this girl's apartment where he was lurking. I told him to back off. He started pushing me, so I pushed him back. He jumped on me, and we were suddenly on the floor, and he has one hand over my windpipe. The other fist is raining down blows. He wasn't going to stop. He was going to kill me. So I pulled the knife and swung out, and it sank between his ribs, and he stopped punching me. He slid off me. He started coughing up blood, and then he stopped moving. I pulled my knife out, and I just ran. I ran all the way home. I burnt my clothes. I buried the knife, and I never spoke to that girl again.
Dear God, I thought you were going to say you'd stolen a bun, but murder.
He might not be dead.
I think he is.
It was self-defense.
Oh, was it? Was it a proportional response?
Well, he was going to kill me.
If you say so.
Oh, what about you? Huh? I'm sure you've made some mistakes, too.
Well, I never gutted someone in the street.
Well, what have you done?
Me? I've done much. The worst of it is probably not attending my mother's funeral.
What? That's low. After what you said of your old man, you didn't attend your old ma's funeral?
It was the day after Neil died.
Oh, that's a rough week.
Tell me about it.
How did she die?
Suffocated. By me.
What? Isn't that worse than not going to the funeral?
She asked me to. She was in immense pain.
Jeez, I don't know if I could have done that.
I didn't want to. I had to. And I thought I could handle it. But after Neil died the next day, it was too much.
Yeesh, no kidding.
I regret it every day.
I don't think she would blame you.
I think she would forgive me in the circumstance, but it's me who can't forgive myself. I should have been stronger. We have to be there for people when they need us, not when it suits us. Anyway, enough about me. Nate, it's your turn, I believe.
Look, Ms. Lester, what is going on? What is this?
We are chatting and drinking, Nate. It's what civil people do.
Whilst pointing a gun at each other?
Why are you so resistant? Do you really have anywhere else to be? Where would you be if you weren't here right now?
Probably at the bar.
Oh, a bar. And do you have fulfilling and engrossing conversations there? Or do you discuss the weather and women's genitalia?
Yeah, mostly women's genitalia.
We talk about man stuff. Sports, cars, and the weather. Nothing wrong with that.
It's mundane. It doesn't mean anything. You didn't design those cars. You're not playing those sports. And you can't control the weather. Talk about something you actually are doing. Something that truly affects you. What's happening in your actual life?
Some of the other guys complain after their wives.
I mean, go deeper than that.
Why? What's it to you? Why do you fucking care what I do?
Because we are all capable of leading better lives. I mean, look at us. Are any of us happy?
So what? Nothing ever changes.
Oh, don't be so ignorant. With a little conscious effort, who knows what you could both be?
Whatever. It's so easy for you to say that kind of bullshit. When you're sat there in your $1,000 dress in a house that would cost every bit of scratch I ever earned. Seriously, you have no fucking idea what it's like to be me.
Tell me.
Fine. You want to know? I'm 43. I've never been married. Never had a career. No family. Who wants to speak to me? I look like this. I got bad breath. I spit out everywhere, all the time. And no matter what I try, I can't get rid of that smell.
It's very oniony.
Oh, I thought you'd been for Indian food.
The kind of Indian we killed?
No, the kind of Indian the British killed.
Oh.
Look, Nate, most of that is fixable. You could get a job, reconnect with family, buy an industrial strength cleaner.
I'm too old. I won't live past 55. I should have joined the war. At least I'd be a die hero.
Oh, yeah. Even if you were the first dead, they'd still give you a real nice medal.
War. Such a man's game. It's driven by ego.
I know some dames with attitudes, too.
Yes, but they've never shot anyone over it.
How can you say that? You're holding the damn gun.
Oh, yes. I almost forgot. Ugh. Still, war isn't your only avenue. You could do anything you wanted.
Like what?
You could open a shop.
With what money?
Well, you could learn a trade.
I got a trade.
Lying isn't a trade.
I'd love to be a carpenter. You know, making tables, chairs, weapons, false teeth.
Oh, you don't want wooden teeth. I got these fancy new ones. Much better. 100% lead.
They don't look like lead.
That's because I painted them white with some fancy lead-based paint.
I think being a carpenter is a virtuous choice.
Aw, thank you, Miss Lester.
Call me Fiona.
Look, Fiona.
Miss Lester to you.
Fine. Miss Lester, I get it. You're lonely. Your husband's dead. Your friends are dull. But why you gotta drag us into your sorry life?
I didn't drag either of you here. You came of your own accord.
But now we want to leave.
I don't want to leave.
You are going to sit there until I say so.
Or what?
Or I'm going to put this gun in your mouth, and I'm going to watch the life drain out of your underachieving eyes.
Jesus, all right, I get it.
Here, take one of these each.
What the hell is that?
Oh, they'll make you feel just great.
No way.
Look, I'll take one first. It's not a trick. See? Come on, what's the worst that could happen?
If this makes me die, I'm going to kill you.
Good boys. Now relax and enjoy this fine scotch. So, Arthur, do you have any phobias?
No, but there is a guy at the bar we know who can get you anything.
I'm talking about a fear. Something that frightens you.
Oh, well, I guess I'd say death.
Death. I like it. That's a rational one. Arguably, all phobias are linked to it. A fear of heights is really a fear of falling and dying.
Exactly.
Why would anyone care about dying? You get to go to heaven, then.
You think you'll go to heaven, Nate? God doesn't look too kindly on sinners.
As long as you ain't murdered anyone, I'm sure he lets it slide.
Well, that's me and Arthur out.
I didn't murder anyone. But anyway, who's to say there's really is a God or heaven? Just because some people wrote it down way before any of us were born, we're just meant to take it as fact?
Apparently.
But how come every place in the world has different stories about what's after this? What does that say?
That they're wrong, we got it right.
What? How can you think that? Even you Christians don't all agree.
You're religious, Nate.
Of course. I'm Catholic. I don't want to be left behind on Judgment Day.
I think you were left behind a long time ago.
As long as you go to church every week, confess your sins, God will accept you with open arms into the kingdom of heaven.
Heaven isn't the first-class carriage on a train. You can't just bluff your way in. If there is a God, and I highly much doubt it, he will, I'm sure, look deep into your soul and will know who you truly are, not how you pretend to be.
But I'm a good guy. Deep down.
That doesn't matter if your actions don't equate. The person who thinks they're good but behaves as they know they shouldn't is far worse than the ignorant who knows no better.
Maybe I don't know any better.
You do. I can see it in your eyes. You can't fool me, Mr. Catamol. You know what you are. You know what you could be. Worst of all, you know what your behavior is going to leave you with.
Hindsight is 20/20. Yeah, I might have done things differently if I knew at 18 what I know now, but probably not. I probably would have just made the same dumb mistakes, because I would still be me.
Why do you insist on believing that?
Maybe it's just easier that way.
For who?
Do you believe in God, Fiona?
Well, that's a tough one, Arthur, but it shouldn't really matter.
Why not?
Because if this is all there is, then you haven't wasted it.
I guess, but I just can't get the thought out of my head that one day we're here, and then that's it. We're dead. We cease to exist. We will never think a thought again. No more love, no more laughter, no more delicious meals or entertaining bar fights. It's just over.
But that is life. You can choose to look at it like that, or choose to see it as you having won the lottery in the first place by being born. You didn't die in childbirth. You weren't aborted. You weren't the unlucky sperm who got shot into an old sock. You made it.
I get what you're saying, yeah. I gotta be optimistic.
Exactly.
Nah, stick to cynicism. That way you don't get hurt.
Or laid.
What do you know about my... See...
About time.
Oh, God. What's going on?
Oh, relax, darling. See you in a bit.
What the fuck? You tied us up?
Oh, just a bit. You can still move your hands to drink.
Those are sleeping pills?
Basically. Sedatives, to be exact.
But why didn't you pass out, too?
Because I usually take 6 more every night.
Seriously, this is messed up, lady.
Well, I had to use the bathroom, and I didn't want you to leave.
I would have stayed.
Shut up, Arthur.
Oh, now, Mr. Cattermole, there is no need to be rude.
No need to be rude? What planet are you from? You can't tie up your guests.
Oh, your guests now. Oh, I thought you were thieves pretending to be attorneys.
This is bullshit.
Oh, calm down. What has actually changed from before you had your little nap?
I'm tied up.
Yes, but you were equally constrained before. Now it's just a bit more literal. And this way I know you won't try to leave. I can relax. Drink up. Now, where were we?
Oh, we were talking about how Nate never gets any.
That's right. So, Nate, you were saying...
Nah, I'm good.
Well, that's fine. We don't have to talk about that if you're too uptight.
It ain't that. I barely know you.
Not true. I've told you lots about me. Is there anything in particular you'd like to know?
Yeah. Why are you holding us hostage?
You're not hostages. You're guests.
That's crap.
Don't shout. There's no need for that.
Are you crazy?
No.
Yes, you are.
Relax, Nate. She ain't hurt us.
You're crazy, too. I'm goddamn surrounded.
No one is crazy here, Nate. We're all just different. Why does anyone get to decide what is normal?
So no one ends up drugging and tying people up?
You are really taking this personally. Is it that uncomfortable?
No, it's fine. It's just loose enough. I'm barely chafing.
You see, this is the optimism I was talking about. Arthur isn't focusing on the negative.
Good for him.
You know what, Nate? I thought I got you. I thought with a little prying, we could see eye to eye. But maybe you are a lost cause.
I ain't a lost cause. We're just from different worlds. You grew up playing bridge and riding horses, and I grew up hustling. Under a bridge.
I would never ride a horse. It's just a car with a brain. And so what? Just because you grew up in squalor. Trust me, we are still the same species.
No, we ain't. That's what I've been trying to say. Our brains don't work the same.
Well, then perhaps they are equally flawed, but then also equally repairable.
No, I know who I am.
Well, I hope you can take solace in that.
I don't need solace. I need to be let the hell go.
I just want you to admit that things could be different.
Really? That's it?
It would be a start.
Wow. Okay. Then fine. Yeah, I guess maybe things could be different.
Good. And what does this change look like?
I don't know.
You do.
Maybe I start playing chess again. I like chess. I used to play it with Grandpa.
Well, that sounds delightful.
Not really the word I would use. Let's just say I get a kick out of it.
Well, that works for me. Excellent. Oh, we're just about out of scotch. Well, that won't do. Let me just nip out and get some more. You two sit tight and I will be right back.
Could you maybe turn the wireless on for us?
No, sorry. It's broken.
Oh, maybe we can fix it.
I doubt it. I threw it out the bedroom window.
Oh, why?
Well, why not? Don't have too much fun without me. I'll be right back.
Well, this certainly wasn't how I pictured this going.
It's my fault. I screwed it up, man. I'm just not good at anything.
No, it's partly my fault.
No, I'm the dumb new guy.
No, you're not.
No, I am. I always do this.
No, I am.
What?
This is my first time trying this.
What? But I thought...
I know. I'm sorry. I thought this would be easy.
But how did you even get this idea?
Well, I do know this guy at the bank who can sort this stuff out. It was his idea. I get the details, he does the transaction, he even forged a death certificate.
Oh, I see.
I don't understand how he didn't know he was already dead.
Oh, man, I really like Miss Lester, but I think she's gonna kill us.
Nah, relax. This might be my first time doing this, but this ain't the first time a dame's tied me up. Give me a second. Though maybe keep an eye out for pillows. See? Oh, I'm freaking Houdini.
Is that the Indian guy with the toga?
No, that's Gandhi. Oh. Let me help you out.
Thanks.
There. Now let's get the hell out of here.
But what about Fiona?
You can't be serious. You just said she might kill us.
Yeah, but maybe not. I mean, I think she's just lonely.
Yeah, and loners blow people's brains out. Come on.
She left the gun.
Put it down. Let's go.
I just wish there was something we could do for her, you know?
No, I don't know. She held us hostage and drugged us. Have you got that Helsinki syndrome?
No, I've had all my vaccines.
No, never mind. Can we just leave, please?
Fine.
Thank God for that.
Thank you. Boys, I'm back and I have a treat for... Oh, damn. It would be so easy. Hello, Diana. About the... Well, I can do better than them.
The Men Who Came was written and directed by Simon Welton, starring the voice talents of Nick Rinker, Caitlin Docking, and Kenneth Tyner.
Go. That was The Men Who Came, presented by White Noise. I hope you guys enjoyed that. If you do have any thoughts, questions, or comments on the one-act play we just heard there, tweet us at WhiteNoiseYVR, or you can send in an email if you're over 70 to WhiteNoiseUBC@gmail.com. All right, so we are going to now do the after show, but a little modified this week. Tonight, we're basically just going to play some kick-ass music, and that's about it, probably. So first up tonight, I think we're going to start with Japan Girls, and this is Bully For You from Divorce.
Take my eyes.
There you go. That is Weird Lines with Malibu. All right, so before you all fall asleep, I'm going to bring the tempo back up now with an awesome band from... this album is excellent. It's called Light Up Gold. It's by Parquet Courts, and this track is called Master of My Craft. Yeah, if you like sort of rock and indie, or like... It's more rock than indie. Definitely check out this album. You won't be disappointed. So enjoy this track from it now. Forget about it. There you go. That was Ray Spoon with Armor off the album Armor. All right, we're going to bring it back up again right now with some more, a little bit heavier music. Another awesome Vancouver bass band. There are so many out there. This is White Lung, and this is Down It Goes from Deep Fantasy.
Yeah. dance lightly on these pearls we've made of unwashed dreams and feelings fade. This food won't taste without you near. These eyes won't shine without you stare. Why I have loved you all my life. And although oh, there's no place else I'd rather be. There's nobody else like we. There's no place else I'd rather be. There's nobody else like we. Oh, 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 oh.
All right, that was Jessica O'Neill with Nobody Else Like We from Cheekbone. All right, so it's nearly top of the hour. It is time for us to say goodnight. We will be back next week. Actually, no, we won't. It's reading break. So we will be off next week. But, of course, we will be back the week after with some more sketch comedy and some more chit-chat and debate on what's going on. As always, there'll be plenty to talk about lately. Okay, but the last track tonight I'm going to leave you with is by Taco Cat, and this is I Love Seattle. We'll see you next week. Good night.
Tune in every Tuesday from 8 till 9 p.m. for Inside Out with your hosts AJK and Zia for exciting new dance music.